Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Our conversation with the head coach brought to you as it is each and every night, afternoon, or in Wednesday's case, morning, by Star Markets Just For You. Digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. As you know, I'm somewhat of a diligent in my preparation, probably too much so. If you could tell me who your daughter asked you to play tonight, that would help. If I just in my regular preparation for who's going to play.
I'm not sure she would ever change. she knows who her favorites are. And you know what? You know how this goes. It's usually who she's sat down and spent the most time with. Yep. Has nothing to do with how good of a player they are. So she spent a lot of time, or at least a good long meal and conversation with Taco earlier this summer. And ever since, it's been like, I'm a taco guy.
Well, I've got an 8-year-old who, if he was sitting here, he would have asked you the exact same thing.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny. I wasn't going to talk about it, but it was such a moment. The look on your face, the crowd. Was there an ambivalence there because of the game, because of Dwayne Casey and the Pistons on the other side of not wanting to make it a show, and yet this is a show at some level. And what your daughter's words are actually prophetic in that. You do want to give the fans what they wanted. It was appropriate in a lot of ways, but were all those thoughts going through your head as it was happening?
So my thought is this, is if the game is in hand and we can get our starters out to rest them, then we're going to play the guys that are on the bench and give them an opportunity to play. And it has nothing to do with necessarily who they're being chanted for or anything else. But, you know, I didn't want to cut Canner's minutes short. You know, that's part of, you know, his opportunity to play, his opportunity to get in this rhythm with our team, to play with different lineups and different guys, and also just from a conditioning standpoint. But obviously, you know, if you can get all these guys in for more than just a couple of minutes, it's a great opportunity for them. So I was glad that he got able to play. I thought he played pretty well, did some good things. But I thought a lot of other guys did too. Yeah. You know, it was good to see Romeo and Javante and other guys that have played at the best in consistent roles, you know, really stepped up for us.
You mentioned Ennis, and it's worth bringing this up because his reputation is a savant offensive rebounder, and he clearly is, and he's leading the league in that category. Yet, to me, overall, he has been a better rebounder than I thought he was, and that certainly was on display the other night.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's – well, first of all, he's big, he's savvy, he gets to where he needs to go to get the ball, and he plays with multiple efforts on the glass. The offensive rebounding numbers were a little bit skewed the last couple games because he got a bunch of his, but he has really worked hard on the defensive glass with – position on pick and rolls, making appropriate contact, then turning and getting the ball. And so that's the most encouraging thing. You know, we're asking a lot of he and Tice right now with other guys out, and that's why Taco's here, because he obviously could fill that role as well. But, you know, I think those guys are both giving us something.
And Grant Williams has been kind of put in that spot too, and it's it's interesting because it never happens in a natural progression. It's almost as if he's asked to do all of these extremely difficult things that I don't think people understand just how difficult they are to do, especially for him as a rookie, adjusting positionally, all this other stuff, that making shots happens when it happens, right?
Yeah, and I think that when your head stops spinning, you have a tendency to play a clearer game and things go better for you. Grant is a really smart guy. He's a really good player. You know, the biggest thing that we've asked him to do is basically, you know, adjust to 2019 in the NBA. And that is, the more positions you can guard, the better. And if you're playing the four for us, then it's very likely that on a given possession, you could be guarding the two, the three, or the four, and the four, right? So I think that you just have to know everybody. You have to be able to guard the dribble. You have to be able to challenge shots. You have to be able to help appropriately. And you have to do all this as the game is flying around you. It's no wonder that guys, you know, even great shooters, I go back to guys that, you know, that are some of the best shooters in our league, and their first year shooting the ball was really hard. It just takes a while for the game to slow down in your mind. And once it does, the ball seems to find the net a little bit more.
Can you think of a team like that that you were describing that has a lot of guards and guys and wings who how it works out?
It's a problem tonight. These guys are a problem as far as, like, you know, we do so much switching that generally – you know, it's something that I think we go into the game and you feel pretty good about, you know, fours guarding ones and ones guarding fours. This is a little bit more difficult with the speed of their ones and twos and the size and post ability of the Bridges and Williams and guys like that at the four.
And this is where I'm supposed to say something like, boy, that Devontae Graham has taken the next step. And you say, yeah, he has. But really, you made an interesting point. And watching them, and even the game last night and watching the earlier games this week, particularly in Cleveland, it was really interesting to me how Graham and Terry are playing together.
Yeah, they've got Terry. So, and everybody here would remember this well, right? Terry running to his left foot to plant and shoot is almost automatic from three. I mean, we used to love to do actions for him, running to his left foot, you know, turning into his shot, and he was great at it. He could put it on the floor with his right hand if you were there defensively. Otherwise, he'd just jump up and shoot it, and he's great at that. They've got him starting in that left corner a lot so that he can do that. And, you know, Graham's ability to break people down, Graham's ability to shoot it off the dribble, Terry's ability to cut and play off the off-ball actions has made them awfully good together.
What was the first thing I remember is an unusual case because I happened to do a Louisville game while he was there. So I had watched a lot of games before the game that I had done. What was the first thing that jumped out to you about Terry Rozier in the year before in the pre-draft process?
I don't ever remember watching him play at Louisville other than on film after we had already seen him in our facility. I've told you this before. I knew we were going to draft him.
Yep.
I mean, that was like he was projected in the 20s, but that's all Danny could talk about. So you knew that he was leaning that way. And I think ever since I told that story, too, Danny's been more coy in all of our meetings. so now I don't get the same pulse. Like, the Terry Rozier, Jaylen Browns were like layups. I had those. I knew those were happening. But I haven't been able to get the same pulse the last couple of years. But anyways, he was – you know, biggest thing that stood out to me was his athleticism. And then when you add on top of that, I think there's levels of competitiveness, but he's intensely competitive. Like he is a tough, hard-nosed, competitive guy. And I think that's what I liked, you know, or saw and felt like there's very little chance of a guy like that not being successful.
So between Danny having no poker face and who your daughter hangs out with, we can get a pretty good feel for the entire operation.
Yeah, hey, there's not much to guess here. Now, Danny's poker face, he may have done it on purpose. Knowing him, he has done it on purpose.
He's done it.
That's right. No, it's classic. He'll go into a room and talk to our video guys about what they think of somebody, and he'll act like he doesn't like them and see if they agree with that or not. You got to stay on your toes around him. He's smart.
The guy he learned from, who used to smoke a lot of cigars, invented that.
Oh, yeah?
No question about it.
Yeah.
Tradition carries on. Celtics and Hornets next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.